Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Welcome to the EntertainmentEarth.com video games podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We don't sell video games. I just like to talk about them. What do we got this week? Facebook. Where's actually some Facebook gaming news. Civilization Network is being developed by Sid Meier, with Firaxis Games. It's going to be a platform-specific version of the game, and I guess you can play against your fellow Facebookers. So kiss your loved ones goodbye, I guess, when this comes out. Some Target stores have Xbox 360 Street Fighter 4 down to $9.98, which is a freaking steal. Buy it, cheap people. Capcom confirmed that in Super Street Fighter 4, which is the sequel coming out next year, Seth is going to be even tougher and cheaper and more of a pain to beat, so I suggest you get started with the $10 version. The Super version is already showing up in retail computers for $40, so clearly the regular version is the cheap way to go for now, but I recommend it. PC and Xbox Live Arcade are both getting a remake of Toki from a developer in France I've never heard of called Golgoth Studio. It's the original Toki arcade game, completely redrawn, seemingly on quality to look like the Super Street Fighter 2 HD remake on some level. It's pretty amazing hand-drawn graphics. I don't know if anyone other than me is interested in this game, but I can't wait to try it. On to the Wii. This week you can download Rygar Arcade and Shudento Evolutionary Mayhem. Rygar Arcade is, of course, the arcade version of the original Rygar game, which you probably played on the NES from Tecmo. On the DSi, you can download numerous $2 Domo games, including Course Domo, Hard Hat Domo, Pro Putt Domo, Rock and Roll Domo, and Whitewater Domo. So I hope you like Domo. You can get Domo stuff at 7-Eleven, too. Nintendo DS fans should also note that Professor Layton plushies are coming out in Japan, not in the US, so check your favorite anime store or game importer for that. Xbox 360, you can get Axel and Pixel. No, you can't. That's last week. It's Panzer General, Allied Assault, and Towered Blocks Deluxe. On the PSP, there are many games you can download this week. They include Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories, Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories, The Warriors, Lemmings, Undead Nights, Secret Saturdays, Beasts of the Fifth Sun, Marvel Superhero Squad, Steamboat Chronicles, Battle Tournament, Hammer and Hero, R-Type Command, Crimson Gem, Saga, Riviera, The Promised Land, Yggdra Union, Capcom Puzzle World, FIFA Soccer 10 PSP, the Armored Core 3 Portable, Half Minute Hero, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, and the PS1 games Oddworld Abe's Odyssey and Oddworld Abe's Exodus. These are all from $10 to $40. Also, you can download a free demo of Star Wars Battlefront Elite Squadron on your PSP. On the PS3, you can download Oddworld Abe's Odyssey and Oddworld Abe's Exodus, plus Treen, a puzzle platformer that looks pretty neat. Okay, I wanted to give you a quick rant on a game this week, and this week that game is Splosion Man, not Explosion Man. It was released during the Summer of Arcade promotion, and I just wrote a review for it on my game site, so I'm going to tell you about it here. The whole idea is it's kind of a quasi-16-bit era game in the sense that you play a guy going left to right, and there's a lot of jumping. But you don't really jump so much as you explode. You push a button, and the same button is for jump and explode. So if you're near an enemy, you push the button, you go up in the air a few feet and blow him up. And you can do this up to 3 times before you have to touch the wall or the ground to recharge. It's sort of a puzzle game in which you got to get through a series of mechanisms and doors and walls and tunnels and all kinds of stuff. And there are scientists trying to stop you. They don't try very hard. It's a really fun game. The character is kind of like Chuck Jones' character in the sense he's very manic, very animated, very exaggerated, and constantly shouting out nonsense. Kind of like a crazier, more on fire version of Daffy Duck from his early days. I recommend trying the demo. It's only on the Xbox 360 right now. I think that's probably going to be it. It's from Twisted Pixel. It's pretty good. And I recommend it, so that's got to be worth something, I think. And on the review I wrote, I gave it a rating of dragging this out because the page is loading slow, a B+, which is pretty good. It's kind of hard, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, when it's hard to the point, you're like, screw this, you know, it can be a pain. But I still think it's worth trying. New at Entertainment Earth! We have new things at Entertainment Earth, and you might be interested in knowing that the Final Fantasy IX action figures are in stock. Zidane, Vivi, and the Princess Garnet Tel Alexandros are all in stock now, unless they sold out. Give meaning to your life with Vivi. And remember, if you order $59 of in-stock merchandise, it ships free. Free! Free! Until November endish. So you might want to do that soon. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And also, I forgot to mention that the first beta tests went out for the Xbox 360 Twitter and Facebook integration. So people are posting to Twitter from their Xboxes. I hear it's kind of a pain unless you have the chat pad device, because largely you got to go letter by letter and it's hunt and peck. And even 140 characters, that's going to take some time. But if you have an Xbox 360, you can get a Twitter account and follow us, EntEarth again. Or you can check out the blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. And I got to go. So I will see you all next time. Goodbye.